Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's lesson. I am your host, Joel Dunn. We are going to be going over why growth is essential, not optional. See, when you're a leader, your goal needs to be to continually grow because you always have to be at that next level for your team. You always have to be a few steps ahead on the journey in order to get them to follow you where you're going because you are leading the way. If you're not growing, you have nowhere to go and people will stop following you. So as a leader, growth is essential. Now, growth is not automatic. You have to be intentional. Growth is an intentional thing. So the first question is what is your growth plan? See, you are going to get older. You are going to grow old, but you're not going to grow wise automatically. You will grow old. That's not without, I mean, you can't doubt that. You cannot question it. You are going to grow old. But the question is are you going to grow wiser in your year? You have to be intentional about your growth. Otherwise, you will just end up old and ignorant. And that is a horrible place to end up. So the first question is, what is your growth plan? What areas do you want to grow in? Do you have that figured out? So take some time today to figure out the areas in which you need to grow. See, most people are trying to grow everywhere. When they're thinking about growth, they're just like, I just need to grow. But leaders and true high performers know they need to stop trying to grow everywhere. And they focus on 4 to 5 areas and they get really, really good at them. You know, we've said it time and time again, success is finding a handful of things and getting really good at doing them and repeating them over and over again to create your success. So today, I want to go over what I think are 5 really, really important things you as a leader need to focus on in order to have a lifelong growth plan, a lifelong journey towards success. And it's going to be an acronym. It's going to be for real. That is F-R-E-A-L, for real. Number 1, faith. Guys, everything starts here. If you don't have your faith and your relationship with God right, that is the foundation to which you're going to build everything else on. If that is not right, everything that you build can eventually crumble. It doesn't matter how successful you get, eventually it goes away. Because when you don't have that foundation right, it's like, are you going to build your house on sand or are you going to build it on the rock? When you build it on the rock, it is a sure foundation that will last no matter what weather comes your way. Number 2, relationships. Guys, you have to be able to connect with people. You are a leader, which means you need to be able to have relationships. You need to be able to communicate. You need to be able to have friends and followers and people to go along with you on the journey to where it is you're leading. Because people will not go along with you if they can't get along with you. So look at areas in your life where you can learn and grow your relationship skills, in your relationships, and in new relationships. So number 1, faith. Number 2, relationships. Number 3, equipping people, training people. This is important, guys. Why is this one important? Because you can't compound anything on your own. If you can't compound things on your own, what do you have to do? You have to bring people along with you. That is why we talk about leadership. You are going somewhere and bringing people with you because you can't compound anything in your life by yourself. You need to have others in order to create multiplication. Because 1 times 0 is 0. You're just going for a walk. You're not leading anything. You are just on your own going out. Now, while you may be able to create some success on your own, it will not be lasting. It will not be impactful. So number one is faith. Number two is relationships. Number three is equipping people and training people. And number four is attitude. You have to consistently work on developing your attitude. You know, we've said it time and time again. Your attitude determines your altitude. How high you go is directly related to how you think you are going to get there. Your attitude, if it is a constant negative attitude, you are not going to climb because people are not going to want to be around you, which goes back to number two. If people can't get along with you, they're not going along with you. And guess what? People with great attitudes draw people to them. You want to be a magnet for people. You want to be a magnet attracting people, attracting followers, attracting the things that cause people to go out and be successful. And it all starts with attitude. Your attitude is something that you have to constantly develop because it's almost as if it is tied to emotion. Your attitude and your emotions go hand in hand. So you have to develop emotional IQ to understand that when things happen to you, when things affect you, you have the choice and the decision of what attitude you are going to have. And number five, it wouldn't be number five and it wouldn't be a talk if we don't talk about leadership. You have to be able to influence people. Plain and simple, you have to be able to help show people the way. You have to know the way. You have to go the way. You have to lead by example. You have to do the things that you're asking other people to do. You'll notice that number five is leadership. I didn't say management. You know, most people attribute number five, which is leadership, to management. They just want to get to a position where they can point the way, say the way, and tell people to go the way. But that's not you. You are a leader. You are going to go out and do the things first before you ask anyone else to do them. Guys, these are the five areas that if you're going to create a growth plan, that you should focus your time and energy on. You should look for podcasts in these areas. You should look for books in this area. You should Google and learn each one of these areas. Because once you know these five things and you focus on these five things, it doesn't matter what it is you're doing in life. It doesn't matter your job. It doesn't matter what business you start. It doesn't matter what you do in life. Because these five things are essential to success in any area of your life. So take some time, get to know the plan that you have to grow your faith, your relationships, your ability to equip people, your attitude, and your overall leadership skills. See, you need to tell yourself it's not a matter of how long it's going to take for you to learn these things, how long it's going to study, and how long you're going to go and learn these things. Because that's what people want to know. Well, how long is it going to take for me to learn all this stuff? Guys, there is no end. Instead, you should ask yourself, How far can I go? How deep can I learn this? How wide can I grow my skills in each of these five things? I promise you, when you start focusing on how much you can learn, how much of this you can do, your success will be shortly behind you. Guys, I hope this helped. Make sure that you tag somebody that needs to hear this. Share it with a friend. Go out and take this message. Apply it to your week. Apply it to your months. And because there is no finish line, your growth plan is designed for you to do the rest of your life. Guys, go out and make it an amazing day. I hope your day is as awesome as you are.